Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives of our shows that you can podcast, by the way. And you can find our newsletter, our blog, lots of stuff there. Brain Trust members, hundreds of those, thousands of archives, thousands of articles. Don't forget to check out our knowledge base, too, folks. That's askjim.biz. That's where you can go get questions answered right now. So check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Both of our sites are free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. It's Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, happy Labor Day. We're continuing to broadcast our 10th consecutive live Labor Day show. As you know, Labor Day began, as you may know, I should say, Labor Day began as an idea in the mind of a 19th century labor leader. Now, we don't know which one. Some say Matthew Maguire. Others say Peter Maguire. No relation. They actually spell their names differently. But both of those guys cared greatly for a very important segment of the marketplace, its workers. But regardless of paternity, such a day was first celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City, when members of the CLU took an unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity and, of course, to have picnics. And ever since 1884, when President Grover Cleveland's signature designated the first Monday in September as Labor Day, it's been an official federal holiday. In 1898, Samuel Gompers, then head of the American Federation of Labor, called Labor Day, quote, "the day for which the toilers in past centuries looked forward, when their rights and their wrongs would be discussed, that the workers of our day may not only lay down their tools of labor for a holiday, but upon which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it," unquote. Isn't that a great quote for laborers, for workers? Isn't that a great thought for workers? Well, my question is, why don't we have, and I've been asking this question for years now, why don't we have a National Small Business Day? And one of the reasons is because you and I, small business owners, are so busy making payroll, we're so busy paying for other people to be able to take off on Labor Day, that we don't have time to get organized like unions do. And as you know, there is no single day for small business. Officially, that's officially decreed by the government, as Labor Day is. There's no Entrepreneur Day set aside to honor those who do so much for so many. A day to picnic and party down in honor of the real heroes of the marketplace, small business owners. There actually is a Small Business Week, as you know, when the U.S. administration recognizes the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America, but it's not a federal holiday, and it's not even in the same week every year. Small business owners, I love telling this, giving you these stats, folks. This is very important. Small business owners represent 98% of all businesses in America, and they produce over half of the $13 trillion GDP. Think about that. $13 trillion. The largest economy on planet Earth is U.S. economy, $13 trillion. The next closest economy is Japan with only about $5 trillion. So that's less than half of the U.S. economy. So if the small businesses in America produce over half of the U.S. economy, in a world where there's a Small Business USA, and that's the world I live in, by the way, and if you're a small business owner, it's the world you live in. Small Business USA is the number one economy on planet Earth. Let's just work with me on the math here, folks. $13 trillion U.S. economy, $5 trillion Japanese economy. That's less than half, right? U.S. small business is over half of the U.S. economy, so that's over $6.5 trillion. So the rest of that is less than $6.5 trillion, is by other companies, other big companies. So that makes Small Business America the largest economy on planet Earth. So, having said all that, and now we know also that 70 million of America's workers, more than half of all U.S. workers, draw their Labor Day paycheck from a small business. So if that's the case, and it is, why is there a Labor Day? And we're glad that there is. Nobody's begrudging Labor Day. But if there is a Labor Day, why isn't there a Small Business Day? As I've said many times, as I've asked hundreds and thousands of times, what's wrong with this picture? So the answer, what is it? I think we should celebrate a day when no other holiday is ever celebrated in terms of it being a national fixed holiday. I think we should do it on a Sunday. And the reason, and I also think it should be the second Sunday in August. I prefer Sunday because that would create the least payroll expense. If we're going to take off a day, let's don't create another payroll burden on small business owners, so we'll do it on a Sunday. And August is the month that I've chosen because that's when politicians are home for recess. They're already there casting their pop beads before us swine, getting ready for Labor Day, right? That's when they're already in town. So we do it the second Sunday in August. That's my suggestion. And I want to paraphrase, as I wrap up this segment, I want to paraphrase Samuel Gompers and say that small business owners deserve a day for which these signers of the front of paychecks can look forward to when their rights and wrongs will be discussed, that the small employer of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but during which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. So, entrepreneurs, unite. It's time we had a day to honor small business owners. And I'm going to make this pledge to you. I'm going to do something I haven't done enough of lately. I'm going to push for that day to be the official Small Business Day. I'm going to start talking to some people and see if I can't work that out. When we come back, folks, I don't want to talk about the past. I want to talk about the future. What's the future of labor and their employers? Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Labor Day.
When the man steps right up to the microphone and says it lasts just as the time bell rings, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. There's the late, great Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Godfather of Small Business. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to talk about what you've heard me mention before, probably, something I call the century of the entrepreneur. It's the one we're in, folks. I was projecting and predicting, prognosticating that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur in the 20th century. Back in the 1990s, I was saying, get ready because the 21st century is going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And I believe that more and more every year. Every day that goes by, something happens to make me believe that I was correct. The problem we've got is that we... In order for the century, and let me back up a second. In order for that to be true, small business owners, entrepreneurs have to have an environment that is conducive to starting a business and to growing that business and to being successful in that environment. We have almost everything we need right now for that to happen. We have an environment that's pretty, in terms of other examples around the world, we got a pretty darn, the entrepreneurial soil in America is pretty darn fertile. There's some things that I'd like to fix, but I'm not going to complain right now. And consequently, we have an entrepreneurial economy. We have more people creating jobs than ever before, small business owners creating jobs. Who do you think is creating these 1.2 million jobs a year for the last 4 years in a row? Who do you think's been doing that? You think big business has been doing most of that? No, it hasn't been. Big business has not created most of those 1.2 million jobs every year for the last 4 years. It's been small business owners, people like you, people like me. That's who's been creating these jobs. And so the concern that I have is that our political class doesn't get that. I'm not concerned about it. I'm convinced of it, but I am concerned. There's not a mystery to me. I know that they don't get it. They don't understand. Most of them don't understand the impact that you and I have on our economy. They don't understand the evolution of their marketplace. And I think they're going to be. I think those who don't get it and who don't understand the entrepreneurial economy, the entrepreneurial century, I think they're making a mistake. Because see, when I talk about entrepreneurial, the century of the entrepreneur, I'm not just talking about owners. See, there are two kinds of people who work in the marketplace, who will be successful in the marketplace in the 21st century. Those entrepreneurs who want to risk their capital, like me, that's the kind of entrepreneur I am. I'm risking my capital to build my business and to grow my business into the future. And the other kind of entrepreneurs are the kind who still want to be entrepreneurial. They still want to take risks. They still want to take to have fun, to do exciting things. They still want to build things. But they want to do it with other people's capital, like my capital. Those are entrepreneurial employees. So there's two kinds of entrepreneurs in America: regular entrepreneurs who are owners, and entrepreneurial employees who work for those owners. And I believe that this is going to be what we're going to be seeing more and more in the future. And so we need to be educating and training our young people to assume those roles. When I talk to entrepreneurial educators, which I've done quite a bit of in the last year, and entrepreneurial audiences, education audiences, I should say, I tell them not to differentiate between, in their curriculum, between those who want to be business owners and those who don't. We should be teaching every kid, every child out there about entrepreneurship. And we should be telling them, don't concern yourself. If you aren't feeling that you want to be an owner, if you're not ready to take that risk, that's okay. You still deserve to be in this entrepreneurial curriculum. You still deserve to be called an entrepreneur. But you're an entrepreneurial employee. And boy howdy, do we need entrepreneurial employees. The workplace, the world needs entrepreneurial employees. People who can manage themselves, who can take initiative, who can take responsibility, who want to build things, who want to do exciting things, and who want to move fast, but who want to risk other people's money. We need those people. And I believe those will be the highly successful people of the 21st century, along with the entrepreneurs themselves, the ones who are risking their capital. And that's the difference, ladies and gentlemen, between the 21st century and the 20th century. Employees won't just be employees like they were in the 20th century, like when I started way back all those years ago. They will be entrepreneurial employees. And those of us who are entrepreneurs have to understand that, and we have to be prepared to manage those people. Happy Labor Day, everybody. We've got one more segment coming up in this hour with our friend Rosemary Alabas. She's the Alabama State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about small business and Labor Day right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.